The Addy Sounds Youth Music Festival is on this Sunday, 10th of August, an event that is all about community, creativity and authenticity. The festival will showcase 40, yes, that's right, 40 gifted musicians and bands across a range of genres, including indie, rock, rap, electronic, house, all that and more. A beautiful way to experience live music from local talent. Coco the Conscious, Addy Sounds Youth Project Coordinator, joins us now on 2SER Breakfast to chat more. Coco, what's up?
Yeah, what up, what up? How we doing? Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Wonderful to have you here. This seems like an awesome day out. And of course, seeing as it's a youth music festival, all ages welcome.
All ages welcome. Family fun day. Get down there, Addy Sounds Festival. It's going to be incredible. We're celebrating young musicians, young art, authenticity, like you said, and giving young people a platform to perform in like a, you know, festival setting.
Yes, in the Gumba Memorial Hall there. And it will be a big day there because, of course, the markets will be on.
Yes, the markets will be on, our famous markets on a Sunday. They got the organic fruit and veg and all that good stuff. So we're going to get a lot of people from the markets coming in to soak in that good music.
Obviously, things are going well. If you're able to put together a festival of youth artists and have more than 40 artists.
Yeah, it's going really well, man. A little background about Addy Sounds Music Festival. So it started from, we've got a studio, so a community studio down at Addy Road.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm running. So it's an Addy Sounds studio. We've got Logic Pro. We've got some mics. I've foam-proofed this old-school UK telephone booth, which is now the recording booth.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, we've got a community recording studio for young people to come access high quality recording equipment free of charge.
How do people get involved with that?
So you just follow Addy Road .youth or go on the Addy Road website and all the information's there. So we run workshops. So I set up workshops. We've had a featured artist workshop with Chantel Kofi, who was on The Voice.
Yeah.
Singing, songwriting, navigating the music industry, all that good stuff. We had a Logic Pro masterclass last month. So yeah, we're trying to run workshops every month, except this month because we got the...
You got the festival.
We got the festival, you know, so we got to focus on that. But it's going really well. And it's in partnership with ANU. So they're doing a study on like music and recording with mental health and young people. So,
oh, the Australian National University,
yes,
ANU.
Shout out to Pat O'Grady, who's been spearheading that.
That's really cool. And so obviously that's how you're able to populate such a massive festival, by having all the kids in the neighbourhood are wanting to come down and create music there at the studio.
Indeed.
It must just blow you away seeing the sort of level of talent there. And it's just and it's a great thing to do, to have this, to make this available to people.
Yes, man. It's very rewarding. And yeah, I've noticed with all the workshops, just a yearning from young people to perform live and to have that platform. So with Addy Road, we've got all those facilities. So it was just about just galvanizing everyone and just, yeah, creating that stage.
Indeed. And you sort of there talking Logic Pro, for those who don't know, is a digital audio workstation, which I guess is traditionally used for sort of like making electronic forms of music, like hip hop or dance or anything like that. But obviously it can be, it's cross purpose, can be using it for anything. Is there sort of, I'm assuming kids these days when they're making music, they're probably not constricted by genre or anything these days, are they?
Yeah, now it's very free flowing. Everyone's, and it's beautiful to see, because a lot of the Addy Sounds Youth Collective, they come in being like, you know, maybe hip hop artists and wanting to rap. And then there's a soul singer there. Now they want to start singing. So everyone's getting inspired by each other. And the collaboration's a beautiful thing to see.
Oh, that's cool. So there's the potential there, sort of like if you're a solo artist, you might end up leaving that recording session in a band.
Yes, 100%. Or having a few features on your track. So yeah, it's really good. And they're very like motivated and inspired.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm grateful to be in the role and just to be around the young, talented people. Being an artist myself, you know, more artists, it's a great thing.
Indeed. And it's one of those things too, where I guess with the features and things like, a band might sort of seem a bit rigid and people might want to be working across things. It's like sort of like jazz bands from the 60s and 70s where everyone was playing on each other's album.
Yeah.
It's also, not only is it going to be a great family fun day, all ages welcome, there's some great music on display. It's also a fundraiser to support Addy Road, right?
Yeah. So Addy, we do a lot of food relief. We have our food pantry. People come in, get food vouchers.
Yeah.
Basically free of charge. So yeah, all the money we raise will go straight into the Addy Fund, just helping feed the community. We have Wednesday Night Lights on tonight. That's on every Wednesday, where we feed the community with hot food. Everyone's welcome to come. We got like free haircuts, free laundry, all that stuff. So that's Wednesday Night Lights at Addy Road. So it's all happening, man.
Yeah.
Addy's the place to be. It's the heart of Marrickville, heart of the Inner West. So yeah, it's the festival will be a great way to celebrate just young people, young artists performing. And give them that platform, that stage. So it's going to be exciting and hopefully more to come.
Oh, Coco the Conscious, shout-outs to you and shout-outs to everyone there at the Addison Road Community Centre, all the great stuff that you do there. It's just one of those places where sort of life is tough out there at the moment, and the centre, everyone there doing everything for community support and food security and, of course, ushering in a new generation of awesome musicians. I will put the details for this up on the 2SER website.
Thank you, man.
Where can people go to get tickets?
Yeah, so everyone can go get tickets on Eventbrite. If you just type in Addy Sounds Youth Fest. Best ways to go on Addison Road, the website, or addyroad.youth on Instagram. That's addyroad.youth. And then you can find all the information there, the venue, there's QR code, there's links, all that stuff to get tickets. It's going to be from 10 a.m. till really late. There's 40 artists. We got indie rock. We got some DJs, hip-hop artists. So it's going to be a huge day. So feel free to come from the beginning, halfway through. At the end, we just want the people, we want the love, and it's going to be a great day. We've got some great artists. I'll give a few shout out to some artists.
Please do.
We got Cross Pollinate, AG Stanton, we got Diva Eva, we got Donski, we got Stoyan, we got Lady Blue, Reverse Revolution, this young band, like 11-year-old kids that are just killing it. Yeah, they're incredible. God. Snooze, Runner, Love Hard, Noxie. Josephine, there's a lot. I could keep going forever. So yeah,
that's the Addy Sounds Youth Music Festival on this Sunday, August 10th at the Addison Road Community Centre. I'll put the details for this up online. Coco the Conscious, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast, and come back again soon.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.